This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 12 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Earl is a Category 3 hurricane with maximum winds of 125 miles per hour, currently located about 725 miles south-southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Earl moving to the northwest at 17 miles per hour, and within the past hour, hurricane warnings have been issued for a portion of the coast. Hurricane warning now in effect from Bogue Inlet, North Carolina, to the North Carolina-Virginia border. Hurricane watch is in effect north of that to Cape Henlopen, Delaware, and a tropical storm warning is up for a portion of the coast south of the hurricane warning area. What we're expecting over the next 36 hours is for Earl to turn more towards the north and then pass just east of or very close to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. That's the reason for the hurricane warnings at this time. There is still uncertainty as to whether the core of the hurricane will remain offshore or affect the coast, and people need not focus on the exact forecast track because average errors 36 to 48 hours in advance are anywhere from 50 to 75 or 100 miles. Still uncertainty about the track of the storm. In terms of the effects, we're looking for storm surge of 3 to 5 feet in the hurricane warning area, along with rains and very dangerous surf conditions all along the coast, both south and north of the warning area. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center.